Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it, too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Levi's, Plow & Hearth, Adidas, Sephora, and Neiman Marcus. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. And it's easy to use. And you get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten. Rakuten.com.
Enjoy this episode of Low Moon Origin.
Okay, once last we broke, the party was arrayed. I'm pretty sure with no one that's far back in the room, because everyone is closer to the actual entertaining, rescuing the priests, or if that's what was actually going on. The scale is 5 feet squares.
Oh, so they're really close.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. So we had determined that those who are in the back saw them charging down the hallway, that you could potentially do one thing, cast one spell, ready weapons, that kind of thing. There was no surprise situation, but they were coming rapidly down the hall toward the group. Two of the three aquariums have been busted open, and the priests, if that's what they are laying on the ground, and Ren is attending to the first one, while Heronius has just busted out the second one. And the idea is that Heronius may be able... Basically, you're just restraining them is what you're doing at the moment, because he may be able to spare them from what this effect is. But he was going along and busting them out first, so he could do them all at once, theoretically.
And they're not human?
They do appear to be human, but they look like they have the appearance of ghouls as far as like decayed skin. Okay, so as we see this crowd charging, the crowd looks largely like undead. But let me go back over the description of the undead to be clear. The undead that were outside were all human looking. Okay, so they were commoners or soldiers. They had remnants of armor. They had human garb, that kind of thing. But they also looked slimy, like their skin was slippery, and occasionally some of like transparent. So it looked like there was a wound on their skin, and you could see muscle fiber or organs or whatever through the transparent skin that was there. Okay, so as you see these creatures charging, you realize they do not look the same as what was outside. They do have the slimy texture to them, and they do have like missing parts, so they could be undead in that sense, but they look very much alive. So in fact, when they get close enough, you'll see that they do appear to be breathing, for example. Okay. However, they are covered with the slime. Also, what you see here is a spider and dragon miniature, because the Aboleth is very large. It's represented by the two miniatures. It does have a sort of brownish ooze surrounding it. Okay, so it almost looks like a force field, but it's gloppy. It's like it's dripped in brown mucus, basically. Okay. Also, this entire area, everywhere around here, so there's little bits of, like, broken pews and everything. Remember, this is a destroyed temple. Okay, which you saw it in the vision through the barrier. You saw it in full operation. But here, you, in coming through, you realize you're actually at a period of time where the temple has been destroyed. Okay, the priests were suspended in three, starting at about 3 feet, going to about 15 feet off the floor, glass columns, basically like aquariums, and he has been breaking them open with sword strikes. Okay, and he has one left to do at the moment that they charge down the hallway. They are not slow moving. They are not lumbering like zombies, and ghouls generally don't lumber like zombies. They're much faster, like almost scary fast. Okay, and then it is the Aboleth, which I can actually send you a picture real quick. Maybe. Do we have a group here? Let's see. Here's the Stark Time group. Do that. Hopefully this will let me do this. Yes. Okay, so you should have a picture in the group of the Aboleth. An artist's rendition that looks a little bit more like an Aboleth than a spider and a dragon. Okay? So they are, the whole mess is moving down the hallway. The Aboleth does float off the ground. He is occasionally touching the ground with his tentacles, which he has five-ish of them. No one's probably stopped to count that. Any other questions before you? Somebody later says, I didn't know. Okay, we're on a 5-foot scale, so they will, once you have the opportunity for one action, I think Dorkin had talked about casting a force ball. If somebody wanted to get one spell off, that's fine. It will not affect your first round's initiative, but once we start that first round's initiative, they will be arriving to attack during their initiative.
Shot before combat?
Sure. Okay. Hold up. Okay. That's yes. You would not be able to shoot the Aboleth, but you could shoot them.
I would not be able to shoot the what?
The Aboleth.
Oh.
You, yeah, it's, you know,
before combat, your range would be extreme, and the walls are actually kind of blocking your view at the moment.
Okay.
I'd like to cast a plane strike.
I'm generous with the placement of miniatures because no one had specifically said, except for Dorkin, who's flying, no one had said they stayed back.
I thought we were all on that map. Skadoosh!
Everybody's back here.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's connected.
Hit him with the old skadoosh.
Well, the general idea was we're not killing the ghouls, right?
Upstairs, that was the idea.
These aren't ghouls.
Unless, these don't look the same.
Are we role-playing this conversation?
No.
Okay.
Flame striking towards the front.
All right. Casting flame strike.
Is this
firing the bow? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Is this guy floating
along above the ground, and he occasionally touches the ground with his tentacles.
How wide is a big use forceful hand?
20 feet, something like that. Oh, it's a little bit bigger than that, I think.
I want to say it's like 5-6 feet.
Have to look at the spell description.
Like
it doesn't say.
Really?
No.
What level?
What six. Six. On our deck. Drop I think. Like 90%, sure. I just looked it up now. I can't remember.
Does it say how much it protects or how much it covers?
It does not. The forceful hand is designed for impact and pushing things back, not for
protection. It exerts a force in addition to interposing itself, and this force is sufficient to push a creature away from the spellcaster if the creature weighs 500 pounds or less, to push so as to slow movement to 1 inch per round if the creature weighs between 500 and 2,000 pounds, and to slow movement by 50% of creatures weighing up to 8,000 pounds.
What's the target?
So a creature.
Area of effect, special.
Oh.
So it affects a creature.
Right, but it could affect more than one creature. It's just going to only affect one creature at a time.
Right. Okay, so not worth it. Okay, chain lightning.
Okay.
That'll be more fun, I think. I'm a little worried that if I hit the Aboleth, it's just going to counter it. So I'm going to hit something next to the Aboleth. I'm thinking that the... this is not a role play.
In response,
yeah.
I tap 2 blue mana. Boom.
Counter spell.
Arden's like, I tap 1 red mana, so it's chain lightning.
It's just 1
red mana.
It, It peels off a piece of cardboard off its hips.
You're not talking about having
a cover spell.
Clarification in here. It does not. None of the big bee's hands do. So you could check under. So when it says it pushes in addition to interposing, so it's saying Big B's interposing hand.
Yeah.
So it's referencing that. You can check that and it may give you more detail. So basically it acts as Big B's interposing hand, but also push and push.
Oh, right, the large to huge size magic member.
Yeah. Large to huge size magic member. Yes. Okay. All right, so the flame strike goes off and will fill a pretty large area. You can roll your damage.
Does it cap on D8s?
Well,
cap?
Yeah, like top out.
Is there a minimum?
Like maximum? Yeah. Like, or is it just a D8 per level?
Number D8 per level.
Okay. Somebody else want to help me out with D8s?
Sorry, I didn't understand.
I need 15 of them.
Hand would cover the whole room. I don't know how big that is.
No.
One, two, three, four, five,
so this opening
nine.
Is 40 feet wide.
I need six more. Okay. 10, 11, 12.
A Titan might be able to lay down and block the end side to side.
Okay, so I'll cast it
every time I find myself.
You need one more, please.
How many do you need? I'm gonna place it between. I want it to block the average. The problem is it's only eight. So it's not actually, well, no, it's not actually going to help me all that much. Because
well, you could, yes. if you cast it now, like every round, you can pick what it does. So you'd be able to go, okay, go push the aboleth away. Okay, that's not really working out. Push this bad guy away from me, you know, whatever.
My minimum was zero, so.
Didn't know in this circumstance with what you're
able to do that
better. It might be worse.
Minimum's one.
Okay.
Dice and then I had a question.
Oh, it's charge zero. You're atoning!
I have the ability to double effects of the staff.
30,
one of the effects of the staff is to 40, double the duration of wind spells that I cast.
49.
This is a wind spell.
49 and
it's
14.
It's interposing wind. Am I able to 14, roll to double 60, that 30. Effect to okay. double the cap this? Duration of the spell.
So are you asking, can you double the duration of the spell, or are you asking, can you quadruple the duration of the spell? the staff power doubles the duration of wind spells.
Correct.
Right?
And the ability that I have doubles staff powers.
Okay.
But the spell is not a staff power, a spell is cast,
the
right?
Spell is cast.
So you can double it, you cannot quadruple it.
Yes.
Okay, so I just should bother rolling
this
then.
One?
Yep.
Does it have a roll base to it? I don't think so.
Yeah, so the ability that I have, I think it's like intelligence, so I fail on a 20, but find it.
63.
This particular case doesn't matter. Can't use it.
Okay.
Is my damage.
Flame strike hurts.
It'd be better if my minimum was 2. But I am in the process of atonement, so 1 is fine.
One is understandable.
Yes.
Oh no, it's intelligence at half.
57, 47.
Do you get minimum for your fireball?
No.
Oh,
cool. It's because of D8.
Anything you roll a D8 for, you get minimum.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's clear.
So that's why flame strike is kind of fun.
Okay, so basically it goes off amidst them, and you got a kind of a knockdown effect like this. Okay. And you can tell that the bodies are not on fire.
Yeah, because the slime probably.
Okay.
But.
So did you cast an interposing hand?
Yeah.
The flame
roll a d20.
Blanket on the command. Three.
So what is your normal duration for the spell?
It would be half duration of the base spell.
Yes. And now it'll be double. So it'll be the duration of the base spell, right?
Well, no, the staff already does that. The ability that I have double staff powers. So
which he said you can't use.
You can't double them up. It'd be double, not quadruple. So it would be normal duration.
Roll was fine.
It's got the spicy red flakes on it.
Now it's normal.
So the staff. So you're saying the ability of the staff does that automatically with no roll. Okay.
Because you've been liking spicy.
You don't have to roll for it in the future. Bear in mind, you could double staff powers that you didn't cast.
So the staff automatically. The non-weapon that you gave me, the attunement to the staff, because I worked with it for so long.
Yeah.
So it's, you told me that I can test intelligent half to double any effect of the staff.
Okay.
That spell doubling thing is an effect of the staff. So it's like the damage and the casting phantastical force. That would be a little silly because it could be focused on both of them.
Right. But it's, but the, you can double it, potentially its ability to double the spell, but not before the spell is already cast. So it's not going to stack to double. You can double the other things, but you're not going to be able to double durations.
Okay, so it just doesn't work with that particular ability because of...
Right. Yeah, it's not going to... Yeah, you're not going to be... You can't double its doubling.
Why?
Because you're casting. And it's not the same thing. Now, if you cast a spell from the staff, then you can double it. If you have a bonus from the staff, plus 2 to hit, you can double it, theoretically.
What about the bonus to damage?
That's it.
Say it again, the bonus to what?
It increases damage to my wind spells.
They're all in a line.
Oh, it has 2 for 5 points.
Yes, then that would be doubled.
Okay. All right. Is my turn now? It would be highly...
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Effective.
It's no one's turn because no one has finished doing what they're doing before combat yet.
I'm casting lightning bolt.
Could be like okay. My sober shit.
I have 6s if you need them.
I'm planning on just moving as far as I can towards that 40-foot gap between the as often as I can. Whichever one I am.
This is filled in here, so it's really like this wall though, right there. Just keeps
more.
Sliding on me.
They're even purple.
I'm moving forward with Victor telling my scimitar.
Okay.
A reminder that Taya has mind bar active.
Excellent.
Oh, those sixes.
Okay, so
that was a 6.
So you're in range of the lightning bolt to basically place it wherever in here you wanted it to start. Tactically speaking, there's 2 things you can do. One way would be you could go here. It would go through the pack, right?
Mm-hmm.
And potentially hit the aboleth and anything around it. Mm-hmm. Another way would be to put it like here and have it go to the wall to the right, in which case it would hit everything that it hits and then come back and hit it again and hit this wall and hit it again until it runs out of distance.
Yeah. Well, one, two,
the distance
three,
isn't
four,
super
five,
long,
five,
but it's
six,
long
seven,
enough to
eight,
hit
nine.
At least 2 hits.
Bounce so back and forth.
Do you want to do the bounce back effect, which would be more likely to eliminate creatures, or do you want to do potentially get the aboleth, or potentially go along and get ones in the back, or whatever? But you have to decide how you want to place those.
You were turning on
the
aboleth. They don't look undead. They're not the same thing.
Do we know from before how much damage it takes?
Range.
When we were fighting the ones before, did they take a lot of damage to take down?
Plus, he could have a spread out a little bit.
Not a lot, but more than a commoner. You know,
yeah.
So it was taking more than one strike of the sword most of the time.
Okay.
But also realize these look like monsters.
Right.
These are not...
We have never
humans
yeah,
necessarily.
So
I mean, some of them may be human, but most of them look
the
like other things.
I think I'd rather just start at the front and go back and do as much damage to as many as possible.
No, no.
If you want to hit as many, so you're going to go the full length, basically. Okay, so this says. The forking bolt, 1 inch wide, 4 inches long, or a single bolt, 1/2 inch wide, 8 inch long. Then you cast a spell, the maximum range of 6 inches in the case of stroke would be in at 16-inch flash outward from the end of the forking. Okay, so 4 inches. So. Yeah, it's not going to be as long as I was thinking it was going to be. because we're doing it's indoor effect. So, actually, I might give you outdoor effect because the room is the ceiling is 40 feet high. So, okay. So basically, it's going to go. You want it to go like this, or like this, or like that.
Down the
like
middle
that.
In the row where the aboleth is.
So here.
Yeah.
So you potentially hit the aboleth and any creatures around it.
Right.
Okay. That would include creatures that are on the ground from because the flame strike is going off at the same time.
Right.
And your damage is how much?
46.
Well, it's going to be cheap, I'm sure.
Okay, Sherry and James roll a d20. Okay, so this guy's completely gone.
4.
Okay.
Not to be outdone.
Prone.
Borderline having a heart attack.
We smell like burnt toast.
Yeah, okay. You got one.
That's nice, Mr. Pete. We're good.
I'm going to send you a text.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Secret message.
Secret message.
Really would not be worth me sending the text if you're just going to read it out loud.
I'm just being facetious.
From the
for a jerk.
Bill's Chiefs is tomorrow at 6:30.
Yeah.
Commander's Eagles.
I got 50,000 experience. What?
You are now level 1.
I have this set right here is just a glow in the dark set. Joey lost my it's the only dice out of all of this that I'm missing.
If I join
it's
this
one to my glow in the dark set.
I don't believe I just.
Neither do I. I haven't really.
But they glow like super bright green if they're charged.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
Part of me was thinking of doing paralysis.
I'm hoping you would.
I've got a old master.
Whoops.
Got two old monsters, but it sat there and just picked up all the water.
Oh, yeah, it's
absorbent.
I know, it just didn't dawn on me that it was, I put it there. That's all.
Sorry, you want your brush to be a little bit wet.
I know, I mean, it's working.
I have mostly, no, I mean, I have 3 magic missiles. 2 melfs.
Melf.
I have a bunch of non-magical missiles.
Paralysis.
Melfs are acid arrows.
Acid arrows.
No, lightning bolts.
No, I don't have my new meteors.
I'll say 3 fireballs. While moving in opposition, Dan, I'm also going to go ahead and trigger the ring, since that takes a couple seconds to activate.
Okay. What's the ring do again?
Negative plane protection.
Okay.
Sorcerer. That's 12 level.
Ooh, I have a ring.
4 magic missiles, 3 fireballs, 2 hold slams.
Oh, I have a ring. I don't actually know how it works.
Oh, no, I do. Melts my.
Okay, the magic goes off.
No, all right. I promise it's not.
Some of the creatures, at least one went down. One was killed outright. Another one that was already wounded by the flame strike was destroyed. No apparent damage to the aboleth. Okay. Flame strike.
I'm assuming the arrow I fired just killed or shot one of the guys that got flame strike. So.
Okay. Did you hit?
I didn't roll because I assumed we were targeting the same person. So. 11, which will hit.
So that's a yes.
AC something, yeah.
Damage, short range. Assuming you're taking the front guy.
2.
The flame strike did not kill them.
Killed some, didn't kill all.
Yeah.
Didn't kill most, in fact.
5 damage.
Saves and controlling being is what they are.
Yeah. That means they're fast zombies.
Okay, so it did hit him.
Do the turny.
Even odd, it landed before the flame strike. Even it landed before.
I was.
It did.
Which
means the arrow is probably destroyed.
I'm just laughing about my end judges.
Even if it was after it was destroyed.
The turny.
No, after it can't be cast.
Okay.
Your arrow was.
Any other before?
I'm just gonna business myself by Lorelai's.
Protector.
This is Laura. Yeah.
This is the protector.
I don't like goblins.
Is this Leon here,
yes,
actually?
That's Leon.
It's kind of like saying you don't like grasses.
I've killed a great number of your kind.
Who is this person?
He's trying to make
fun. Why did you say shoot the guy's ear?
That is Iphis.
Oh. Iphis, okay.
No, we have a funny
one. This is...
Dorkian. Rats. No, not Dorkian. So that's Wilma Tosan.
This is Wilma Tosan.
We have everybody but Amara. So Wilma Tosan, Jasmine...
Wilma Tosan becomes invisible. This is
Jasmine.
Who's the blue lady?
Who is not running up there?
Who's what?
Who's the blue lady?
That is Millie. The purple lady?
That's Millie. That is Lorelai.
Oh.
This is Iphis. This is
Jasmine.
Iphis is directly behind Jasmine.
Iphis isn't evil anymore. It's okay.
Not everyone who backstabs and kills people is evil.
So did Arden? So you cast Bigby's interposing hand, correct?
No. Correct.
Where is it currently positioned at?
In front of me.
Directly
she
in front of you.
Has a reason to impede the party. You're there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And then the last, during that same period of time, the last chamber was bust open. And his sword survived. Ren, I assume you're continuing the process. So you're tying up the second guy. So as the combat starts, you've just tied up the second guy. The third guy is on the ground.
Okay.
And you basically drug this guy over here. So there's two bodies here. They look like them, but human. And there's one gonna be one here, which he can just bring over to you. And then so during this round, you should have all three of them together, and he can try to save them.
Okay. Well.
But he's not going to be able to join in the fight yet. Okay.
Hard.
All right, here we go. You may roll initiative.
Yeah.
Starting off strong.
Ooh, I go in 7.
I also go in 7.
I go in 7 as well.
Woo!
I got 4.
I got my rock.
My nifty little staff gives me a dex bonus.
That's a
D6.
I am on them.
Ooh, finally.
For initiative, yeah.
This.
Now, if him or Millie had it, it would be really much higher.
This is before. Yeah.
Why does it double for monks?
Well, it goes like by dex. So it gives me just a base of 1, and then it can go up.
This is a while. It's kind of
higher.
Put it over the table.
It's so, like, are you saying I can be 2?
Are you saying that? Are you saying I could theoretically go into 12?
Yeah,
I think so.
Okay. Otherwise, you're only ever going to
get it. That'd be fun.
I'm not likely to give it up easy.
Since there's only 10 seconds in the round, does that mean you get to act?
If she dies or goes unconscious,
roll initiative for
the
next round, too.
Step.
Yeah.
Just make sure the king doesn't find out you stole it from me if I come back to London. Because he did give it to me.
This, and I actually might use a whole bunch of stuff.
Okay. Missile fire.
But he like throws a knife before he comes into the room. And then it comes
10.
To the
room,
and
it's like, 9.
Eight.
Ronius is dealing with his people.
7.
7.
Okay.
It's like I will say.
Are we in missile fire still?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lightning did not affect it.
Or not. What?
I am waiting for things to come to me.
Okay. If something charges you, you will attack first. We're in 7. Dear, I rolled a 3 for your initiative. I don't know what your dex bonus is. I forgot. Did you roll initiative separate from me?
I have a dex bonus.
Okay. Do you, did you roll your initiative?
No,
she didn't. Okay, so you can use yours. It's just you weren't here at the time, so I wasn't sure if you rolled around. Okay, now we're in missile fire 6.
Missile fire, sorry.
Okay. So in missile fire 6, the puddles all around the room and all down the hallway begin to bubble and increase. They are flowing out of their areas, and the floor will soon be covered with a light layer of water everywhere. Okay. Missile fire 5. Okay.
Do I don't have line of sight on the avalanche.
I moved you out some because you shot, so you probably could just get it. I mean, step to the right slightly. Okay. Basically.
Then I'm going to draw. I'm not going to go on missile fire. I'll just do a cold shot.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do a cold shot on the avalanche. Okay. All right. And your initiative was what again? 5. Okay. Any other missile fire 5s?
Dorkin is casting, by the way.
Okay.
I have a quick question.
Yes.
With the spell Evil, is it something I can cast and hold on to make my way to the Aboleth?
What is that? What was the question about?
With the spell Evil, is it something that I can cast and hold while I make my way to the Aboleth? Because I have to touch it, according to the spell description.
Ew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not,
I can go
fifth. Well, yeah, fifth.
If not, I can go with them. Maybe it's one not as likely to you.
It's 8 seconds.
8 seconds? Okay.
I think so.
Wow. Do up a reserve shield before we can use it.
Okay.
Something really cool though, right?
Has a duration of 1 round per level. It does not only affect one target, is the thing. So the duration continues.
Make your way there.
While it is in effect, all creatures that could be affected by it that attack you personally take a -7 on their hit onto hit penalty. So even if you don't touch them to send them, okay?
Touch
them to try to dispel them, they would still take a -7. So if they can be affected. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it would last 1 round for level, would be 16 minutes or whatever.
Okay. So I could cast it from back here and then.
Yes, you can cast it on each other now. It does not look like the monsters have missile fire, so. But it does look like there are a lot of them, and your front line's a little
weak.
Yeah.
Kind of lacking in the upfront fighter department. I just wanted to ask that question.
Okay.
Was this supposed to be down?
Yes.
Yes, he fell down from the light. He dove away from the lightning bolt. He didn't die, but he fell down. So the down ones are not dead ones. That's how I'm keeping track.
I just didn't know if I knocked it or something.
I'm pulling the actual dead ones. So. Okay. So we were in Misfire 5, now we're in 4. Missile fire 3. Missile fire 2. Missile fire 1. Okay, we're in melee now. Melee 10.
I am casting a spell.
Okay.
I'm also casting.
Alright.
Ion and Dane are out in my room. They're playing
me. Downstairs.
There's a redwood right on the border, right next to the Dollar General. Oh. No,
I'm down. I got the service director working. Okay.
Melee 9. 8. 7. Okay.
I'm
begin to cast Dispel Evil. Okay, it'll be off at the end of the round.
Chain lightning.
Chain lightning, okay? So from where you are, you could theoretically, you'd have to move a little, but you could probably just see the Avalisk, or you could see near him anyway.
You can hit the down guys since they're not dead.
Might be a waste with the first couple of hits.
Did you hear Victor say that lightning didn't affect it?
Yeah, so I went to hit, he already chose his spell for lightning. Yeah.
The guy to the Avalisk left.
This guy.
Actually, there's more people on the other side, but that's a harder angle for me, right?
You need to step forward.
Yeah, you'd have to float over to here,
he'd have
probably.
To come this way.
Which would not change your initiative.
Okay, I'll just do that.
Like, I'll bring the hand with it. And then if we start casting lightning, it's going to hit us too.
And then you're chain lightning into this pack, basically.
Yep.
All right. And so you're what level?
I am 10th level.
Okay.
So keep in mind they've taken 15 D8 damage and they're still around because they're probably controlling undead. So don't underestimate how much damage they'll take.
Chain lightning is not considered a wind spell, correct?
Correct. It is a lightning spell, specifically. Negative planar energy.
Which I imagine should have just cast a force ball. All
right. So the first target is how many dice?
All right. I would assume it's 10.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Go ahead and roll 10 dice.
Okay. 34.
Okay. He goes down, but is probably not dead.
First, okay.
Okay. Next target is 9 dice.
33.
Be this guy. He is dead. Okay, and then. Okay, there's a 1 in 10 chance that it is going to jump out of the enemy force. No. So take this one.
28.
Okay, he's down, not dead. This one?
So 18.
Okay. He's still there. He got hit, but he's still there. As you damage, we did 18 damage. That's right. Alright. 1 in 10 chance that it jumps down the hallway? No. So it's going to go here.
Six dice with it
and the creature. 20
points.
Okay, still standing. And then it's going to go to one of the. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I'd say it's going to jump the ones that are prone, so it'll be one of those 6. Jumps to this guy.
5 dice. 22.
Okay, he's still there. He did not fall down.
Plays a super awesome song.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Stabilis is 6. So 8. And then it jumps to this guy.
4 dice. 7.
Okay, he's still there.
Harry, four roll on 4 dice.
Yes.
1, 2, 2, 2. Cersei's best one.
Jumps to that guy way over there in the corner.
3 dice. 14. That seems twice as much.
He's still there. And then it jumps to somebody out of view. Back that way. You have 2 left, right?
Correct.
Might be my favorite song in the movie or show.
8. And
they got a save from you.
3.
And the one that the 3 was also somebody out of view. So you just
somebody
used
a
chain lightning spell as a detect spell.
I really used a chain lightning spell to say that I've cast chain lightning.
Well, as long as you survive this, you'll be able to do that.
They already hit toward resume.
I've had it a couple of times and I've never been able to cast it.
Best music in any
JRPG.
Okay, well, that was in 7.
I can cast it. I have it.
You could have cast it at any time. Find a viable target with an hour and 45 minutes of your time.
That's really your name.
No, it's... With
that was
my
in
mage
7.
Spells,
we
I
still
have more
Victor in 7.
Probably
mage
gone
spells.
Off later, right? If you
well,
just started casting it in 7.
6 level spells.
Yeah.
Okay. 7 levels left.
6.
All right, anyway, we're going to go on. Melee 6.
So I only get 2 6 levels.
Victor was in 7, weren't you?
I'm holding. What's your last
I'm holding until bad guys
I'm
come.
Charging out into that
okay.
mass.
Yeah. This guy gets up.
I'm thinking about
this
it.
This guy gets up. This guy gets up.
I don't have to worry about a lot of it. Or not, the case may be.
Maybe one of them fast.
That's not if
I had my box I got, and then
they're cool.
I don't have that in a book.
But fast calls doesn't sound as cool.
Sure. What?
Yes,
cool speed. Cool speed. Go, go, cool speed.
That's not in one of my current books. I think it's
cool.
Okay. Melee 5.
Yeah. Full shot.
I go in 5.
Okay. All right. Roll to hit. I assume you're shooting him in the head, like between the eyes or something?
Yep.
Okay.
Those look important.
I rolled a 7. I don't know what I hit.
I'm using a good quality arrow from Elizabeth.
Is it okay.
Trying to not use a magic arrow. I'm sure it probably takes magic to. We'll try this first.
Nice.
Oh, 10. What's the range? Extreme still?
You can prevent you from magic, like protection from like magic.
I think it would be like a shield spell.
Medium.
It might actually be a shield.
Long range.
Long range?
Just, actually.
Barely.
Long range. Long range is what?
Minus 5 to hit.
5?
Times 5.
Up your shirt now.
AC.
Okay, so 3 worse than this. Let's see. 1, 2, 3. Thank you. With 9, minus 2, 1, 2, 11. Attack of 11. I rolled a 10, so AC 1.
Okay.
Oh, plus the arrow. Sorry. I rolled a 11. It's a plus 2. Plus the arrow, sorry. AC 1.
So you're hitting AC 1 for AC 0.
I hit 2. I'm sorry. What did I say the first time? I hit AC 1.
Yeah.
So I'm hitting AC 2 plus the arrow. A good quality arrow from Elizabeth.
You can change that to Isabella, the name.
Isabella?
Okay.
Can we determine that before we start?
Yeah. That was a B or
I. I-S-A-B.
Isamis.
Yep. Name's Isamis.
Okay. Then we're in 5.
I'm basically going to interpose anyone that tries to get to get into Lorelai's face.
Okay, so you're going to stand in front of her and guard her?
Yeah.
In 5, I'm still
helping. Ryan's interposing self.
Correct.
Hulk shot at long range, AC2.
I'm not going to be much useful in the front line fighting dudes.
I'm going to go ahead and do these guys now because they're 4 or something.
You absorb attacks.
Yeah.
Dip, dodge, duck. I forget the other two.
I got the
really? Because dodge, you forgot one.
Oh, dodge, duck, dip, dodge, dodge. Dodge.
Oh, you've got that. Really, you forgot one. You just forgot
the arrow. I keep track of the equipment on your character sheet, so if you want to cheat, go ahead. If you're sure you got it back, that's fine too.
I'm
sure I got
the
all
arrow
stuff
from. It was her. Is he or whatever he is? Isabella. Did it look like it was flying straighter or whatever than a normal arrow?
Cleanly.
Okay. I know I don't know the bonuses yet, but I just want to know if I'm being affected by the quality of the arrow.
No.
Would you have wanted a ranged weapon?
I mean, I could use it.
Was there any chance I could have given him the battle pass before?
I mean, it's possible, but it's a little too big for him.
Oh, okay.
Because he's only, like, 3 feet tall.
I have the amulet on.
But he also has the true form amulet.
Oh, right. So if you're wearing the amulet, then you could use it well, like, as a human.
He's got a hand axe.
Huh?
Did you lose that?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think I brought it.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
I'm a little likely to carry so much.
if you're cool with him having a battle pipe.
Well, I could be big with a battle pipe.
Yeah.
Okay. So you left some magical.
Then you have the battle pipe too, Tommy.
Which has a blaster, that's why he's telling you.
Yeah, I can use that.
Okay. Okay.
I'm still using the goblin figure because I'm not all right, digging.
So we were in 5. Everybody get on 5?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Okay, we're in 4.
4, I'm casting Magic Missile.
Okay, and you are here?
Yep, with the staff. With the staff.
Okay. And what are you? Where are you targeting?
Oh, yeah. Can I target the avalon?
So it's 9
have one of those again.
Plus, I think it's a half an inch per level. What level are you?
11. Real level is
11. 10 points from your
job. Tell me what version you have.
I have the version that sucks hit points out of your advantage.
I'm okay with it.
No, 6 plus 1 per level. So 17 inches, it's 170 feet. And you're here? 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, easily. About 130 feet. Okay, so it'll hit him in 3. I was still doing 4s, that's what I was doing. Okay, so I'm bringing these guys into melee. Okay, so James, you have one in front of you. I have 2 in front of you, actually.
Here they come.
I am focusing on my attacks. So.
I'll just be not happy.
Who's their initiative is not super fast.
He's only got somewhat close to that.
Basically, that's affecting
my spaceship that when it goes
in. IBS of my opposite.
That's not taking resources from your body.
Makes me feel like I have somebody stabbing.
Given that you smuggle, it's kind of nice.
It's not taking good time.
It's taking it. It's not taking short. So that's the match. What's his name?
Then if I do too much, I get a headache.
I'm assuming a 15.
My neurologist said treat other people with the anaphylaxis.
-4 should hit them.
Yep. Yep.
And are they evil?
You're just dumb. That's kind of more. Well, it's the same. Treat it as if you're going to
have -4.
Just not touch them.
Which you can kind of do.
Which I don't do.
So that's for you.
2, 8.
No peanut butter.
12. We're trying to do the same and force discard. And.
No almond milk.
14. So 26.
Okay. He's gone.
Coconut milk?
Yeah. I haven't tried coconut.
That break down.
So curry would have coconuts.
So
crazy. You also have the benefit of the protection from evil if it matters.
I've only ever had it with like actual.
In addition to the negative flame protection.
Cashews, almonds. Like those type of
remind me of any defenses that might apply when I go to attack you.
Sure.
I can't remember the calculus.
Not a huge coconut fan. Basically, you're
imagine stealing the water. That's what that's
for. Okay. Alright, the other guy is going to attack you. Show parry?
Yes.
Right.
I think that's a lot more faster response.
So how much is your shield parry?
Shield parry is 6.
Okay. And then what's your AC?
More for everybody else.
Okay, you definitely missed.
Like Ron hasn't had any of it.
Great.
Still just sitting on my counter.
Your AC is really good.
Okay. So magical field plate, magical shield. It adds up.
It's from a person that I would eat at the house.
And shield parry.
Yeah,
and effectively -14
yeah.
on the first couple of attacks. 3? Do you get 3
hits? Yes, 3.
So 3. He's a beast in melee.
Yeah.
Okay.
If I'm on horseback, it's 4.
New Star Wars.
Nice. Okay.
Unfortunately, Sherry. I should not do that today.
Taya's being attacked. Shield parry. Okay, successfully shield parry. Ipus is being attacked.
Shield parry.
I don't think she has that.
Assassin parry.
No, she doesn't shield parry.
Weapon parry.
But she's a fighter thief. Anyway.
Look over there, huh?
She's very hard.
Distraction parry.
She's very hard to hit. If I remember from playing her before.
Okay.
She had a good agent.
No, she says it's like really good,
I see. Wait, do you have space
and she doesn't wear armor.
Do you have the space for me?
Okay, we're going to melee 3. The magic missile goes off.
Ew. 8. Oh, a whole lot of ones.
Gross. 4 ones and 2 twos.
Well, plus 1 per
plus
dice.
Six. So, 14.
Yes. I was going to say 8 on all those dice plus 6? That would be really bad.
Still.
Virtually impossible.
Okay. Yeah, I rolled 4 ones.
And two twos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
14.
It's like average of what Brunson does, but he has
one. Okay. So the magic missiles strike the Aboleth and all of those that you can see, which is not Ren and everybody else. Only Ren cannot see because he's busy working on downed guys. The Aboleth disappears.
Whoa!
Nuggets.
It was an illusion.
Okay. And
good news, our first level spell.
Melee 3.
I don't like that at all. I mean, there's things that we can't see, so.
Oh, I'm covering my corner. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm going to shoot
you on another guy on you, James.
I'll shoot the first person that breaks the line.
I mean, I guess I could. I'm
charging right at you, so.
Shoot him. You might not have too much of a choice.
Blaster rifle.
I know.
At the rate that they're coming.
Is that what this is? Yeah. The blaster battle pike.
No, I wish I had experience. Another action to cast blade barrier on you guys. 12. 18
dex is 2 bonus for range.
I do have multi attack.
So yes, 12, 9, AC 3.
Is it hit?
I put it in the knife.
What's the name?
So blaster damage. So it's 2d6. Times a d4.
5, 2 is 7.
Go get it.
And 2 is 14.
That was your shot.
Go get it. Take your time. And then if you do, you take time off.
Does he get one shot or two?
No,
it's one shot. Okay. How much is damage? I'm sorry.
14. 14 okay.
He was already damaged, so he is gone. Blew his guts apart. But there's more coming.
He goes, I got one!
So it's been fever free all day, and now we need to see your friend.
Yeah, that sucks.
Do you want me to push any of these forward?
Sure, go for it. About 4 or 5 boxes.
You can just take them off.
And then last night,
yeah,
how long
was
it that you might have broken?
It's an illusion.
It was still one of them.
Arden, you have guys in front of you. You're about to be potentially engaged, just so you're aware. Probably pay attention up here to this map. Leon is the same problem.
What problem?
You have guys coming on you.
Yeah, I figured. Oh, they're surrounding
you. No, they're not surrounding you. You just
not
have
yet,
a guy
anyway.
Coming to...
No?
By the end of the round, you'll have a couple, probably.
So, well,
which I did say that in the first round they would be all engaging, so.
Are they flying?
No. No. How high off the ground
you
would you like to go?
There was water incoming, right?
Yes, the floor is almost
like
completely covered.
In the moment, but I'm not super worried about it considering the large member I'm holding in front of me.
Yes, so you can use him to, the large member, to stop.
What?
Undead beastie.
It's in the
phrasing.
Spell description, man.
Your okay. Large member can stop the undead beastie. We got it.
Okay.
For but
the,
when it gets to be several
it.
Undead beasties, it could be a problem.
Okay.
So maybe you should push him back now so that you can push back the next one.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, make that a hand bigger.
The member?
My member grows!
All right.
That's not a combat.
So the one in front of you is going to try to like evade being pushed back, which he does not successfully do. How far back can you push him?
It's just so I can push him back.
No, I think
how far can I move the hand in around?
6 inches.
There's no.
I'll move him like.
It's great for Diet Coke.
Like, you could push him back toward the others and kind of bottle up there. Try to bottle it up.
Can I throw him?
No. You don't have a hold of him, so you're pushing him back toward this guy.
Yep.
Which he'll, the guy will evade, but it'll, I'll give him minus one segment of movement.
Okay.
Okay. Which might be enough that none of them will get to you. This round's gonna be close.
question?
Yes.
A second. I have a shield ring.
Okay.
I've never actually used it.
Yeah.
I don't know how it works.
It makes an energy field around you, like a force field, when you trigger it. Okay. And it is ineffective against slow-moving attacks. But faster attacks will be repulsed.
So mostly probably range attacks would be blocked.
Faster ranged attacks would be blocked. So maybe not so much thrown weapons, but shot propelled weapons would be blocked.
I'm assuming activating
like
that.
Do you want it?
Oh, yeah.
It's jerky or crushed up
after.
You're breaking my heart.
I bought it.
It's too spicy for me.
Yeah.
Means it might be just about right for me.
Yeah,
activating that ring would be my action for the round, I'm assuming.
Say that again.
If I activated the ring, would that count as my whole action?
So, I mean, you already cast a spell this round, but you could activate the ring as a remainder. As a general rule, mages can theoretically cast a spell and also activate an item in the same round, assuming that the spell is not too long of duration or too long of casting time.
Right, okay. I would like to activate the ring.
Oh, done.
Okay.
By the end of the round, whenever that.
What was your initiative here?
Two.
Okay. You've got two guys at least in front of you that you potentially could attack when we get there, which we're about to get there.
You want any of the
could you be willing to give me a plate?
Two. Initiative two, Mealy.
I don't know what is there.
Here they come.
No, this is macaroni shell.
One is coming directly toward Ryan and Lorelei.
Ryalei.
One is coming directly toward, but not has not arrived at Leon yet, but it will arrive in one.
She don't like you that much.
It's because she's racist.
My plan is to put the bow away and go to the sword. So.
She hates my bow.
Sword and shield? Can I do that?
Yeah.
Mainly diamonds
over takes time, but yeah.
Yeah. Probably all of your next rounds.
Well, you knew they were going to be above you this round. Would you have started putting it away after firing in the first place?
No, he called shot. He really only fired shot, so a few segments ago.
Yeah.
But you could have had like your sword sitting against you because you knew that.
You
wanted to okay. Or you did have to move over there, but you could have just drug it over there with you.
Okay. That's very reasonable. Thank you.
Yep. Because I did tell you, I mean, it was obvious they were coming. Everyone knew that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have no
5th
level spells left.
I don't have 4th level spells yet. We're
6th. I have 2 4th levels.
I've got 1 3rd level spell left.
I have a 6th.
I have a 6th. I have Disintegrate.
I have Blade Barrier.
I also have a Limited Wish.
I do not have that.
I may be wishing my spells back here shortly.
Move forward about 5 boxes. And then you can set up the more in the back, too.
What was that?
Got about 4 coming around each corner.
You said coming around the corner?
Yeah, about 4 coming around each corner.
That kind of what you're picturing?
That'll work.
Okay.
Josh brought
no one's paying very much attention. What?
Josh brought you a plate.
Oh, awesome. Oh, and I got potato salad. I have only eaten potato salad one time ever in my life. I was the second
that
time.
That potato salad at the funeral was really,
was really good.
Good.
Yeah.
Homemade Southern South potato salad is really good.
Yeah. Okay, you want to go ahead and roll your to hit here?
I don't know what it's for, but...
So there are 2 guys, so can I split up my attack? Or I'll do 1.
Well, it's pretty obvious they're not dying with 1 attack unless they're already wounded.
I'll do both.
Might not even be able to kill them with 2 attacks.
No, it was the alarm
that hit me and one that hasn't. Or has
none of them hit you.
Okay, then I'll just
forward
do
the bones. Right.
AC -1.
Hits.
Does that mean you're no longer on call?
No, it means he's going on call.
For the whole 8 properties.
Yuck.
10, please.
He's helping.
This is not super cold out.
10 damage.
Okay, still there?
Second one or not yet?
You can go ahead. He's already attacked.
11 damage.
Sorry, he's
this is really hard to do left-handed.
Balloon, in my way.
Do you need it moved forward?
Yeah, that's it. I called, but I couldn't do it because of stuff.
The guy
do you need to be able to reach this the whole time?
The guy who's supposed to be on call for the East this week is his wife works midnights. So he has to be home with the kids, so he cannot be on call from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Okay. What was the damage on the second one?
Nobody from the East.
Deer.
What?
Damage on the second hit?
11. It was 10 and 11.
Okay.
Use mom's mouse on the table.
Yeah, actually, that might be a good idea. I need to be able to do it right-handed is what I need. Because I'm right-handed. That's what they mean when they say you're right-handed. You do stuff better with your right hand.
Because you got some hand dexterity skill. I can eat with both hands.
Yeah, I guess I can eat with both hands. I don't have any skills that I'm ambidextrous with.
I can hammer an elbow pants.
If you were going to eat this meal, you could probably eat it with either hand. That would make you ambidextrous.
Ambidextrous, ha ha ha.
That was cheesy.
That was cheesy.
440.
Pardon, though, the guy behind the guy who was being pushed by the hand came around him. But just then, another guy came around behind that, and he got tangled up in the guy that you're pushing back. So the two of them are being kind of pushed back together, basically.
I bought it, but we never used it. We weren't brave enough to use it.
But they are definitely breaking through the front line.
Some Cracker Barrel that have like the two different types of cheeses, either crackers or pretzels.
Oh, like the Velveeta.
Right. And then?
American cheese or cheddar or whatever Velveeta
you just
put in there.
Yeah. Oh, good. Whatever the orange stuff
seriously
is.
I'm having so much.
Another plastic that they put in
there.
I kind of suck this game. All right. A wall of fire flashes into existence.
Wilma Tosin.
Depends on your internet connection.
What?
Well, my toes then.
Okay, those creatures that are close enough to it potentially take damage.
Good on sale.
Okay.
You like a goblin? I love these sports.
The what?
Goblins.
Yeah.
I love these sports.
Yeah. Oh, we got one in front of us.
Arden,
cupcakes in
the
there.
Big B's hand is on the other side of the wall of fire.
I'm gonna give it right
from
now.
You.
Oh.
Great. How high does the wall of fire go?
20 feet.
I'll just bring it over.
Yeah. You can probably bring it through, but I mean, I think it's flammable.
It's made of wind, so I find that unlikely.
The wall of fire will heat it.
It'll fan it, make it higher.
Although, I think you're going to have to be able to see it to direct it.
Technically, by the spell, you're not able to direct it, so...
Oh, it just does its own thing?
Well, yeah, so by the spell, it just pushes someone away from you. Like, it interposes and then pushes them back, I guess.
Pretty much.
In later editions, you directed. In this one, I think it's just not very clear.
Why do they clarify it in later ones?
It's not even clear that it's a hand.
It's true.
Oh, come on. I think it's pretty clear it's a hand.
It's in the name.
Could be an arm.
It's in the name, corn. As Becky cleverly.
Yeah, just corn and ham is fine. Just corn and ham is fine.
Dang it, Big B. Designed a better in? Spell.
No.
Already put it on your plate.
Players?
Okay.
Players?
I think so.
You think so?
I keep forgetting.
You forget
it three times.
Mm-hmm. Let me see it. I don't think it's in Players.
Might not be.
I think he said it was unearthed.
Guys, we have to study up in between sessions. I ain't got time for this. Another player.
What are you looking for?
Big beast.
Just, I'm going to try to scout out additional value in the description of the big beast hand spells. Apparently, I don't have a name. Okay.
Excuse me, Brent Boy. I am. You are.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Let's try this again.
I need to work on a little moon wiki. Put all the spells in there.
Hey, now I'm not finding it. Yeah. I could work. Let's just look on the page and see what type of print it's in. Bigby's Grasping is Bigby's Forceful is 6th level, and it is in Player's Handbook. This, as is interposing in 5th level in Player's Handbook. I missed it somehow.
James has Player's open if he's open for it.
Thank you. Okay. So, Bigby's. Oh, it's way down at the bottom. That's why I missed it. Alright. Last one per level. Range 1 inch per level. Large or huge size magic member which appears and places itself between his or her token opponent. Somebody hand then remains between the two, regardless of what the spellcaster does subsequently or how the opponent tries to get around it. Okay. Yeah, so if interposing hand, you're supposed to pick a particular opponent.
Okay.
Let's see what if the other one changes that at all.
I don't think so.
Forceful, okay. More powerful version of Bigby's interposing hand. Well, that's quite clear. Force in addition to interposing itself, force sufficient to push a creature away from the spellcaster. Okay, this is not unclear to me now that I have read it. It's just been years. Alright, so yes, it is designed to pick a creature so that it will keep between you and that creature. And it will force the creature back, whereas the interposing would just basically only just stay there. Continue to stay in the way.
Check out Amal Dan Inc. for incredible opportunities to support the ministry.
So I'm going to give you a little bit of leeway in the fact that it's wind. And say that your creature was actually the mob.
Okay.
Which means that having pushed that portion of the mob away from you, and having portions of the mob closer to you than it, it is now going to try to retreat back and get back in between the mob and you.
Okay.
So we'll stop pushing the creature back and begin to come back.
That's fine.
In fact, it will end the round in front of you again. Between you and any mob person that comes, which there probably will be one in coming. Okay, and we're in initiative one melee.
Still first round, right?
Yep.
Correct. Ten.
So you want to kick?
One guy has reached Leon. Another guy is attempting to thread the needle between Leon and Dorkian, although Dorkian is 5-10 feet off the ground. To get to Womatosen, but he has not. He's going to arrive at the very end of the round. No, that's not Womatosen. This is the princess, right?
This no, that's Jasmine.
This is Jasmine. Oh, it's Jasmine.
The princess is up with Heronius.
Oh, and she doesn't have a miniature.
Correct.
We'll use this miniature for her now, and this is Womatosen because Womatosen is invisible. Got it.
Someone within kicking range.
You have a guy right in front of you.
Okay.
Can
so,
I shoot and kick?
Yes. So. You can use the staff to strike him or otherwise judo him or something. He is attempting to attack you.
Thank you. Okay.
And
You guys provided
two for one usually. Unarmed. And then on 3 for 2 with weapons.
I thought it
just on my arms. But because of the unarmed thing, I can. Like if I get the one attack on the melee one, I can do the melee attack weapon and unarmed hit.
So you're going to do one with the weapon and one without?
One. Yeah. Okay.
And really you're being hard. Struck.
Okay.
He starts unwrapping.
Hit me.
He did roll a natural 20 on his to hit.
Sounds like he
did. You can roll to dodge his hit, of course.
Yeah. I think that hits me. Wrong character.
I can't wear light colors.
I don't know. The potato salad's
there's
not
a roll of paper towels right below you.
Yeah, that did hit me.
Why don't they put paprika in potato salad? Or something spicy?
I mean,
there's
not everybody
really
spicy stuff.
Cayenne pepper. You can put cayenne pepper in it.
Yeah, let's try that.
Okay.
Grab some pepper off the shelf, will you?
I'm sure if you could get pick
up. I'm going to try it.
Did you get any? It'd probably be all like deviled egg.
It's only mediocre right now.
Paprika
so.
Goes on like every deviled egg whatsoever in existence.
Yeah.
It belongs there.
Unless you're my mother-in-law, she sprinkles pickle juice on hers instead. Seriously.
That's weird.
She makes it with pickle juice and puts pickle juice on top instead of mayonnaise.
Okay, sure.
Everybody still like them? I mean, yeah, they're not bad.
I've heard
I can
some
eat them.
People doing that before.
No.
Yeah. Yes,
perfect. Okay, one of the guys is going to attempt to strike at Dorkian.
It did hit me, by the way.
At Dorkian.
In melee?
Yes, sir.
He automatically misses.
Because?
I have a cloak of displacement.
Okay. He misses.
Is it melee?
I thought that for a while as well. I was incorrect.
Also, I got hit, by the way. I got my save.
Okay. So he hits you for 8 points of damage.
Ouch. Rude. And then I have my 2 attacks whenever you're ready
for it. Go for it.
What's the damage on the battle pike?
D6 plus 1 plus any modifiers.
AC3
is a hit.
So, 3.
Desiccate.
D6 plus 1 is 3.
Oh boy, that's a lot of paprika. It came out fast.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Oh boy.
Spread it around.
I might need some bread in it.
It's 3 damage with the melee hit.
And then I have eating red, crushed red pepper. A little bit. It's got to kick too.
Yeah.
It builds.
It's one of those enough on deviled eggs for it to really have a kick.
I thought you were using the mouse.
You forget.
I forgot I was using
the mouse. It's like the actual mixed fusion spicy. It's the main thing of mixed fusion spicy is paprika. It's like paprika, salt, pepper, garlic, and then like oregano.
And that, where you use that the hamburger helper that I made, that was cayenne pepper.
So whoever invented deviled eggs really did not think of the future.
Oh, it's pepper game.
Let's take these eggs and put spicy stuff on it.
Okay.
I have an unarmed attack too. Do I do that now or later?
It builds, so the more you have, the spicier it is.
I didn't get the damage from that. Oh, it's like 3. Okay.
And then I hit the same AC again.
You don't want to even taste it.
So the unarmed attack is 6 damage. Staff has 3.
Okay. Needless to say, he's still there. You kick him in the knee, smack him in the head, and he seems to not really notice that much.
I figured you'd like that better.
Should be fire burning, actually.
It's extra creamy and regular mixed together.
Yeah, it's making 3 pans is more than I could do.
It's close enough.
Yep.
I buy the creativity. I buy the big box from Costco of the
okay. Craft. And
so I was like, I have mac and cheese. And then I was like,
end of the round?
Maybe you're like the Havarti. My spell goes off.
Okay. Alright, you are now wearing Dispel Evil.
No Aboleth in sight.
Yeah. I'm going to attempt to turn next round.
Okay.
See what happens.
Mm-hmm. Everyone may roll initiative. Don't forget, if you're splitting your attacks, to roll 2 initiatives.
Okay.
You can roll initiative too, because he's going to act. And once he acts, you'll be free to do something else, assuming it works.
We played the condition last night. So.
I go in the second.
Who's all my D4s?
Actually, I was
still really simple. You touch my D4s.
Yeah.
Don't touch my D4s, cursing.
He touched your D6s too.
My D6s?
No, it's a different one.
Ah! Which one?
No, you grabbed two D6s.
I'll let that surprise you.
Hopefully not that one. Did my spell go up instantaneously on purpose last time?
No.
Okay. You forgot.
Happy. After you walked out of the room, I said, this should have gone off right then.
Yeah, I was thinking that too, like halfway through us resolving it, I was like, why did this spell go off? Like, maybe I'm just built different.
Or we were at the speed of plot.
You're different,
all
right.
Okay.
Clock put together.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone missile firing? I think we've pretty much given up on that.
Yeah. Unless I can turn a missile fire. That would be awesome.
That would be awesome.
No, you cannot.
Go away.
Get the turning right. Missile fire proficiency.
Right?
Melee it is. 10.
We need to get Big Daddy Papa Pumpkin involved here.
Check out Things Were Different Back Then, the origin story of Lord Victor told from a certain point of view.
If I get hit with a magic missile, I teleport my familiar.
Invisible. That's what I'm worried about.
Or it was a mirror image, or
it's an
illusion.
Could I? It just disappeared.
Melee 9?
It
appeared to disappear on impact of the magic missiles.
Did he pop like a balloon?
No. There was no sound effect except for the flight of the magic missiles.
All right. Dorkian is going to cast Force Ball.
Okay. Starting in 9?
Correct.
Okay, this time it will go off in 6.
Okay. 4CB. Ren is laser focused on his task.
Are you in 9 also?
Unfortunately, Jasmine is preparing for melee combat.
8? Oh, you're going to be
only
really?
Because
he didn't go as fast as you.
Can you make me fly?
Nerd.
Do it yourself.
Me.
Unless you don't want to leave him and the young princess there to deal
sure
with the tied up priests by themselves.
Combat. Shut up. Go away. Okay. Stop the water,
everything
please.
Looks like it's well in hand. Not that I'm really looking at it.
I
trust my
companions. How many roll a d20?
Well, all the rest of us turn to ghouls and start attacking each other. I probably won't turn to a ghoul.
6.
Okay.
I'd like to
see
if I wouldn't turn into a ghoul.
What's that?
So it fails all my saves.
Fails all your saves. You gotta love that. It was a wisdom check. You noticed something.
I just did. Seems I probably would.
Okay.
I'm in 8, and I have 2 attacks.
We are in
I'm
8.
I'm the same guy.
We are in 8. You may go first. Cool. It'll be he gets 2 attacks as well.
I'm assuming help was needed.
So you may go first, and then he will go, and then you will go, and then he will go. You can with the blaster pike. You can substitute one shot of the blaster for any melee attack you may choose.
There's kind of a massive armada.
Nice speed to spin and shoot him.
Yeah, but that's what I was expecting. Yeah.
Oh, wait, okay.
You can still fire that thing in melee?
Yeah, blaster pikes.
I want to do that. That sounds awesome. It sounds much better than doing 3 damage by whacking
him. It is a melee weapon. It just also has an energy blast that comes out the end of it.
I've seen Stargate.
Yeah, very dangerous.
I'm like,
yep.
Ooh. Please don't blow that thing up near
me. In the hands of a Jaffa, they are deadly.
I'm just waiting for Ryan to pop up with like branches stapled to his head. Going,
I actually understand that because
he's human currently.
So does the 2d4
times
D6.
2d6
times
D4.
2d6 times.
You watch Stargate?
No. You look like Atlantis.
I'm pretty sure when Stargate was out, he was watching.
The first season came out the year of Thorn.
I think Atlantis would be more of his speed.
It's funny, Andy, the 10 seasons of DVDs on it.
Did
you do Paw Patrol? Was that
eight times one?
Woo! What was your show, Arden? Was it Teletubbies?
Jason's was Cars and then Paw Patrol. Caleb was all Paw Patrol.
Well, that's probably Teletubbies.
It's another good PBS show.
The first season of Stargate came out the year of Thorn.
I don't think we watched Sesame Street ever with our kids, really.
I watched it like 3 times.
Somebody was SpongeBob.
Fairly Odd Parents.
Okay.
Dumbest show.
He attacks you back.
What?
Fairly odd.
No.
He hit again. Original one? He hit again.
Dragon Tails. Dragon Tails.
Save. Never watched Dragon Tails.
I love Dragon Tails.
That was before. Hit by one.
You made it? For a little bit.
No.
Oh, you failed to save your dodge again?
By one. Well, because it's 14 now. Is it normal when I'm a human?
Spanish, man.
Because it changed when I turned to a goblin.
Jason like counted to five in
it
Spanish.
It got worse, but better against bigger people.
The Cardadora.
If I'm a human, would that...
No, it should go back to whatever it was.
Yeah. Okay, then that would miss.
Okay.
And actually, the first one would have missed, too.
Bro, I almost just used
to that offensive, like, the four. The first one's 11.
I'm going to do that. That's so easy. Just let make sure I know, and you can take the damage off.
Okay. I think
I got too much time.
Any other eight? Seven.
Me.
Right. Two attacks. The guy in front of me, but go ahead.
We're all eight.
I'm turning.
We all eight.
Okay.
Yeah,
we all eight. What do you shout? She says something.
Back to the abyss with you.
Yay.
Be gone.
Hey, hey, hey. Oh.
Okay. I'm from Chicago.
I failed that
save. Ten?
Ooh,
nice.
I failed that first save by one. Hurts to
cut. Ten.
Okay.
I don't know if it does anything, but we'll see.
So, other than your voice ringing boldly off the walls and maybe a sort of magical hum that surrounds you, nothing happens.
I didn't think they were undead. I made a spell in Tommy's game called By Felicia.
Oh. You're using the magic of your sword for damage.
Yes.
Stop playing in the humidifier. It's not a sprinkler.
I know, I may also. Carson was playing with his balloon for like 20
minutes. I used to just sit there and
your first attack.
First attack makes for the fly. I get three.
Is this on the same guy as you hit?
The guy hit last round and hit both hit
it out.
So I'm going two on one guy, one on the other.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He returns fire, shield parry, I assume. He'll miss.
See what you're not going to do.
Take your second attack.
Hit for 16.
So I'm going to.
Still there.
They are not undead.
He missed again.
So it didn't do anything?
Okay.
Yep.
And then
the attack on the other guy goes off.
I figured.
But he'll go
so they're not
you.
Controlled like undead. So, have that as a kill.
Knows that.
You know, I was leaning towards it.
Natural 40, if it matters.
So right. The flame charge.
All of my friends stepped in front of me.
No, they didn't.
14.
So they just had to make a save for half.
And then his second attack.
Okay. How did that guy get all the way up to me?
But did they get back up?
Some of them did.
I didn't like that guy staying up.
Because they're charging, or they're swarming. And the ones that got through before the wall of fire came up had their pick of people to go against.
What are all of the dice?
Wall of fire. This is a wall of fire that comes right
up.
It goes right up to the end where Iphis stops it. So it goes Victor, Taya, Iphis, wall of fire.
Sweet. Well, you did good because you being in front of me allowed me to get my Dispel Evil off.
Yep.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so
I can have this.
I can go back to my bow then?
Well, except there's a guy in front of you attacking you.
Oh, well, there's that.
Yes.
Alright.
Fully equipped.
And I think I forgot to roll him at the end of the last round, so we got him.
I'm negative
sure,
four.
Just make them waste
my time. He missed. Okay.
I got a roll for you.
Especially someone else rolls for me.
We're in seven. Okay, in seven, Heronius is attempting to free the three guys. The great invocation of magical, mystical energies.
It's taking a sweet time.
Right. Quickly, please.
What?
You put that on your plate?
No.
You made a cough.
You have one of them balls that you make?
No. Josh, the answer is no.
Yes.
Okay, but I'll hold you
personally
responsible.
I don't know if I've done anything, but I don't want to find out.
No, it does.
I was looking for something non-essential to throw at my husband.
Nice. There's plenty.
Throw a brownie bite at me.
Since when does a dirty look not do?
He's more afraid of this.
He's developing immunity.
Only because I have $500 glasses.
You bought the protection plan.
I did.
You said you bought the insurance.
Okay.
I lied.
There's another sin.
One of the three is free.
Okay.
And Heronius pronounces that the other two are a loss. They cannot be free.
All right, what do we do from here?
He reaches for his sword.
Go fight the mob.
Okay, the princess, like, the guy that was, she's untying him, and he's, like, collapsing against her. He's probably, like,
just every day
in his early 60s. He's still wearing his tattered robes and everything, but he doesn't look all slimy anymore. And she's, like, he's laying against her, and she's trying to untie him at the same time that he's laying against her. She's, like...
Whenever he completed that, then
okay.
I'm going
to distract him.
I'll try to free him while he hacks the other two.
Whenever your ranger attacks at
a single... Right. Yeah, so he'll spend the remainder of his round killing the two undead. Successfully.
But that makes some cards that shuffle all those.
So we've got two dead here. The one guy who will be free, doesn't look good, but he's definitely a person now again instead of a ghoul. Okay. Okay. And that was all in seven. Sixes. Okay.
Taya's anybody on this side of the
wall? Oh, my spell goes
wall. Well, so here's the way it works. The wall of fire goes from the corner to about two-thirds way across. Then it's Iphis, Taya, Victor, and there's literally a swarm of baddies in front of you.
Okay, so
you really can't worry about what's behind you at the moment.
Yep, if the one I attacked last time is still there, I'm going to hit him again.
Okay, go ahead.
Mind you, a lot of them have been softened up by the spells 16. Last time. So.
It's going to be less and less.
Yeah.
16.
Damage? 16? Yes. Okay. Do a little fire back at you.
Shield parry.
What is your shield parry?
I don't know.
One for the shield. Any magic with the shield?
Yes, plus one.
Two. That's two strength bonus to hit.
Oh, shield parry minus five.
One for the shield. Okay. And what is your AC?
Negative three.
He missed.
I assume these go in six.
Yeah, you can.
What's up? Pretty strong for a chick.
I am. I'm stronger than my mom. Kendra lost some of it.
Oh, that's true. She had it at one point.
I got back now.
Okay.
No, she's like 80 now, right?
I already did on Victor. Everything in front of Victor. Taya. Okay. Did you take your second one?
Nope.
Did you get two for one?
I do.
Okay, go ahead. And I'll have the other guy on you.
11.
And you've been hit once.
At that point, just stop.
For 12 points of damage.
12?
Yep. And you say 11 damage?
Yep.
Okay, he goes down.
Yay!
I wasn't trying.
Don't worry, somebody will take a spot. Yep, right there.
Where are my car keys? In your pocket, you tap it like three times.
I just get one attack. So one on Taya. That'll miss. One on Victor. That'll hit. Victor's been struck.
Rhiannon?
No.
8 points of damage, sir.
Or Jake
minus seven for the shield plate.
I know. I still never caught that together. I still want to.
Full, actually, so I can take two off.
You stopped learning it because you were pregnant.
Is it, and it's
magical? Got hit.
Yes, only I can take.
You still take two, but
it takes a lot.
Yeah, so what is it? Magical plus what?
I don't know anything about
that.
So that
means they can take 48 points and
keep working very long.
Two each time, 48 points. Basically, you have 48 extra points as long as you hit a lot.
He's a plus four defender.
Yeah, I forgot I had a stone skin. Rhiannon is double specialized.
Okay.
Major.
So the stone skin's gone then.
Yeah, but I think the two of them
don't take the damage.
No, just master strength.
But it sounds better because he's like minor, and major is better than minor.
No, but I do have the protection from evil.
Okay, but he's just a weapon, so he's
a minor master strength.
All right.
And he didn't try and drain levels, so the negative energy protection doesn't help.
Correct.
Which is okay.
Roll a d20.
It's also like negative 6 AC or 7 AC.
It's going to be good.
Yeah.
I have to ask a question. Is it damaging that or death magic?
No.
Okay, good. Could I get a minus 2 against those? Darn ring.
The cleases.
10. Should be fine.
Didn't feel like practice.
Mix everything by at least 4.
Okay,
or 3.
Okay.
Around the world, so you might be able to pick it back up.
All right, we're in melee five.
Me.
Okay, you have
good job.
You have a baddie right in front of you, preparing to attack you. He has not attacked you yet this round.
Beat him up.
Get him.
Yes, I
want to
go old school and probably
just
five.
Yeah.
My spell went off in six. So I did say that.
He did say it.
He did.
His spell went off in six, Dan.
Okay.
Some men just want to watch so much.
We'll see where he targets it.
Yeah. So
I'm a little confused on the objective here. But you're trying to kill the pergolith.
I really need a laser pointer. That would be nice.
A laser pointer?
No.
We do have one. There's one on Cherry's desk.
Because if we can't deal with the epilep, then the people inside the keep will still continue to.
I'm right there.
Be turned into ghouls
spontaneously because the epilep is infesting the water supply.
Yes. So yeah, more water is needed. Gentlemen, it's not done yet.
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.